Okay, another Madge Weinstein interview. This time's with we have Vagisil. I heard Adam say Vagisil. Adam's curry is here in my condominium. I'm here at the Weinstein suite here. The Weinstein suite with fucking with Oliver Twist, where we have 20 people living in here in hot tubs. I got to ask you questions from Roger Small's Adam's curry. Do you mind?
Roger worries me a little bit.
Why?
Well, he has very peculiar thoughts.
So what? And I don't? You don't?
No, but I've never met Roger. I've met you, and I know that you're just a big pussycat.
Look, I've got Roger under control. Don't worry. I yell at him when he says mean things about chopping your head off with a chainsaw.
Okay.
Okay, questions from Roger. Roger here. I'm going to try to say, hello, Adam. Roger here.
Yeah.
I heard you mention that you might be going to the Gnome Dicks conference, and you would be interviewing people for your little camera. If you see Adam, please tell... Oh, this is me. Oh, here are my questions. How old is Adam? He looks so young. Parentheses. That will pay him a compliment, and he will be more relaxed. Oh, I'm not supposed to read that. Adam's claims... There are no trade secrets, only information we do not yet have. Could you ask him to give some hints as to his address, as there are a lot of curries in the Guildford telephone directory?
We're not even officially registered at that. We pay our taxes and everything, our council taxes, but we moved there very stealth. Mm-hmm. We had prepaid phone cards, no magazine subscriptions. We wanted to be totally unfindable.
And so what's the address?
Well, we're in the GU12LF zip code, so he should be able to narrow it down to a couple of square miles now.
Thank you. Okay. Does Adam object to fans sending him their soiled underwear? I think I got the wrong address before, so I have not got a reply.
I've been looking for my neighbor. I haven't quite seen them. I'm not a big fan of the soiled underwear.
What car does Adam drive? I heard he tried to convert his car to run on vegetables, but he hasn't talked about it recently. A lot of car lover podcasters would be interested, and I think he can provide such details as make, model, color, number plates, etc.
Okay. Well, we were planning on getting a diesel. Actually, we discussed this in great... Patricia and I discussed it in great detail on the podcast. But at the end of the day, when we were in the diesel, it would cost as much money... to make it an enjoyable ride, because you know these cars are basically shit. Not the diesel part, but just like the Jaguar S type or whatever. Mm-hmm. That we're spoiled, and so we wound up getting the big gasoline guzzling XJ Super V8, which is 400 horsepower. I don't know the number plate.
Right. I think really that was the gist of the question.
Number plate.
Why not?
I don't know it yet.
Okay, so you can't give that. What about the make? You gave the make model color.
Yeah,
though.
It ends in DXC.
That's the color.
DXC.
I think it's midnight. Midnight blue is what it's called. The color. Oh, it's a very sexy car. You'd love it, Nicole.
Great.
It has heated seats.
I love heated seats.
And a heated steering wheel.
I'm all about the heated seats.
And it even has these tees for you to put your balls on when you're driving.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, that's my golf bag.
What does he wear underneath his clothes in the winter to keep him warm? I wear a vest and boxers myself sometimes. Important information for the older listeners, as I believe in the cold months ahead.
Yeah, I wear wife beater undershirts, because I know that it turns Dawn on from Dawn and Drew.
Oh.
Yeah, and I have boxer underwear.
Okay. I heard early on in Adam's career, he did voiceovers for pornographic movies. Can you ask him where I might rent or purchase these titles, please?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was really only one. It was called Hot Pursuit. And you can find it because it received a fully erect penis award from Hustler magazine. And I did the lead role.
What was his name?
Jeez, he was supposed to be some private eye, but he had a really wimpy English accent, and they needed to be a very powerful American accent. And so, I'm pretty proud of that work, actually.
Okay, this one has a sort of British word now. I don't know what it means. Does he plan to do any more grot flicks in the future?
Grot flicks?
Do these intrigue me somewhat? What's a grot flick?
I'm G-R-O-T? I have no idea.
Two T's. It must mean porn, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I'm a fan of porn. But I don't do them anymore.
No, this next one is terrible. It excited me when Adam talked about podcasting pornographic videos recently. If he is interested, can you tell him to, can you let him know that I have written a detailed script for both, for you both to star in? I guess me too. It's called Cover Me in Curry. I have already started drawing some laminated storyboards if you would like me to send them over to Adam's house.
Now, that's a great idea.
Now, I'm interested. I would totally do an audio porn with you, Madge. If Roger...
No. Videos he's talking about. Videos.
No, I'm sorry.
Maybe Nicole can do the girl and I'll do the voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck me, Adam's Curry. Fuck me, Adam's Curry.
You daddy.
GoDaddy.com. Yeah. All right, we get the free one for them because we love the GoDaddy.
Yeah, right? We love the GoDaddy.
I do. Even Lady Bunny does. Lady's Bunny uses the GoDaddy.
The Ghost Daddy.
Okay. I've already started. Okay, there's money in it. Okay, there's money in it, I think. How far can you both do the splits? Yeah. He wants us both to take it up the ass because he wants us to do the splits.
Can you do the splits?
No, I can't. What time does Adam go to bed? Is he the last one up in the evening? Does Adam believe in all those newfangled fancy alarm systems?
God. Well, we have three. First of all, yeah, I'm usually the last one to go to bed. We have four alarm systems. One is our dogs. Two is the electronic system. And three and four are my friends Smith and Wesson.
Okay. That's a gun reference. But those aren't legal in England, are they?
Well, it's in my house.
Okay. It has always been a dream of mine to see you holding Adam. Oh, no. I should have read these in advance. It would make my day if you would perform this before the camera lens. Oh, God. General touching, caressing, feeding, etc. Child, RBR, oh, clothed, RBR, SB Dom, cum box, pause.
What's RBR?
I don't know. Roger's not here to ask. Does Adam see a future for podcasters being able to transmit smells? There is a big market for such things. I am sure of it, baby.
I don't know, Roger. Well, if Roger has some kind of invention or something, or technology that he's been working on in the back of his Mini, I'm highly interested in talking business, Rog.
Does Roger have a Mini?
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
An original Mini or a new Mini?
No, an original Mini. He does Mini cast.
Oh, the real Mini with the cunt cars. Don't they call them in Amsterdam cut cars or something like that?
No.
Cut cars. Those are for cunts. Yeah, okay.
People are just egging you on, man. They're just giving you...
People tell me all the wrong fucking shit.
I hear that all the time. I'm like... You know, someone made you say that. You don't really know the context of it.
Sorry.
Okay, Madge.
Fucking slurries.
Well, yeah, they're fucking mean to me.
Really? I thought you...
No, I love the slurry source. I'm just joking. I love it. I met them, you know? I hung out with the slurry source.
I know, and I saw they did a video. Mm-hmm. And what's the fashion slurry? Mm-hmm. I think she's kind of...
And Cyclops. Oh, she's very hot. And Cyclops slurry.
But she needs to, like, take some clothes off.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Yeah, no, please do.
I'll tell her for you. Yeah. All right. Madge, can you please describe what Adam smells like to the camera? I would like that a lot. If you can do it while sliding your middle three wet fingers into your mouth slowly, I believe a lot of audience members would be interested in this information. Okay, I told Roger that I was going to do this video. This is a video interview. However, this is not. So here we go. And why do you smell like a smell like a pot? No, you smell like a dried cum and glass like Gucci. Patricia. Okay. Can I have a lock of Adam's hair, please? Enough to cover a small doll, if possible. Thank you.
What do you think?
Hey,
no way.
That really freaks me out.
Okay.
All the other questions were nothing. That's a kind of a scary thing.
Remember not to hold the microphone too near his head as it blocks his face. And when I pause these films, it upsets me when there are things in the way.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know if that's a question.
Is that the moment when he climaxes?
I don't know if I should even be reading these, but I think they're funny. And if he kills you, I'm really sorry. I hope these questions are nice and that they help add a more human face to Adam. I would like to see him knighted by next year, at least for what he has done for podcasting. Yes, I am on Skype today if you want to chat. Bye for now.
I agree. I deserve an OBE or some kind of award, definitely.
I totally agree.
Yeah, I don't want to be knighted.
Now, we have Dave Weiner questions, which, oh my God. Can I read the Dave Weiner questions?
Yeah, I'll answer the Dave Weiner
okay.
questions.
Okay, can you, oh, okay. Can you do the mic?
Oh my God.
No, I'll do the mic because it's fucked up. Never mind.
Smash. Now all of a sudden you have to have someone to hold your goddamn microphone.
What do I look like?
Hang on. I got to make sure I'm, you know, compulsive. Yeah.
I'm recording. You are obsessive compulsive.
I did quit my day job. Now, what's the question? What did you want to know about me? Oh, the microphone. Hold on.
Hold the microphone. You're such a star.
Oh, please. All right. Dave Weiners. So I heard you tell people that you invented soap. Dave.
What happened to your accent?
Well, this isn't Roger anymore. This is me. These are my questions
for
Dave.
Your questions for Dave.
Oh, your questions for Dave. Oh, I didn't understand.
Okay. Wait, you know what? I wish Dave had come.
I do too. He'll listen to this.
He would have enjoyed being here. He would have enjoyed meeting a lot of these people.
He must have been doing it as a protest. I mean, how could he not come to a... You know, it's so important, especially since he was so relevant for this, you know?
Yeah, and notice how Apple isn't here either.
Right. Ah, fuck him.
No, but...
I think the only reason people don't come is if they're afraid of Madge Weinstein.
I can understand that.
Mm-hmm. And you're sitting right next to me, right?
Yeah.
And what are you afraid?
No. No, not at all. I love you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You're going to make us both successful.
Even more rich.
No, successful. Which doesn't have to be money. I think we're doing pretty good.
I feel pretty successful. As long as it continues, I think we'll be good. I better do a merriment real quick.
As long as we're good, we can continue.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. How do you got the merriment?
You got to help me a little bit. The beginning of Everything's Coming Up Roses. I forget how the words go. Do you know?
No.
I know. It's okay. Cause blah, 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 you'll be. Well, cause everything's coming up roses and lesbians.
Oh, sorry.
That's good enough. Okay.
That was good.
Okay, Dave, now Roger wrote this first question for me, but I was claiming it, so I'm going to read it as me. So, Dave, I heard you tell people that you invented soap. Dave, don't you know that soap was invented in 1500 BC? Read the wiki entry for soap, and I'll read it to you now. The earliest known evidence of soap are Babylonian clay cylinders dating back from 2800 BC containing a soap-like substance. Fucking asshole. Taking credit for everything.
I think so few people will understand that question.
Yeah, it's kind of... Okay, for the general audience, what is soap?
Soap is a format for web services. An example would be XML RPC, which is used by things like the Meta Weblog API.
So it's a way for computers to talk to each other.
A way for computer programs to talk to each other over the internet, yeah.
Okay. Dave, lesbians like to make soap, too. Are you a lesbo? That would explain your stomach.
I think Dave is definitely...
No, you're Dave, remember?
Oh, yes, I'm a lesbian.
You dude.
I can't be Dave. I can
want
tell
me
you
to do the Dave? Because I can do the Dave.
Yeah, shall I ask the questions?
Yeah, you do the questions.
Okay, so you be Madge.
Aye. All right. Fuck my cunt stinks. I'm so fucking bloated. Okay, Madge Weinstein. Matt, where's the fucking questions? I'm a fucking mess. Okay, Dave. Dave, what would you do if you had 5 minutes of fame?
Well, dude, that's really funny. I already am famous. Don't you know that I invented soap? And I invented podcasting, dude? Hey, you got a hamburger? Or I got a laptop and I need to use some Wi-Fi.
Okay, Dave, this is fascinating. I mean, fuck me! Fuck Dave! Fuck me!
No thanks.
Fuck me!
I don't do dudes.
I can't do Madge.
Yeah, you can. You just did.
Oh, it's hard. Yeah, but now my throat is all dry from the substance abuse.
Want water?
Yes, please. I definitely. Yeah. Are you gonna edit this? You're gonna leave
no,
it like
I'm
this?
Not fuck. I
haven't. He doesn't edit.
Okay, neither do I. I just need to. Jeez, you could have at least opened it for me.
You need someone to hold your microphone. You need someone.
Come
to
on,
open
we gotta
your
keep
water.
Rolling.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I just had to aquafine myself. Dave Weiner. Do you think, Dave Weiner, Dave Stinky Weiner, do you think... Shut up! up. You're worse than the fucking girl band that I have to manage.
It's been 10 seconds since I had food. I'm fucking hungry and shit. I gotta listen to Grateful Dead and sing a song. Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton, all forlorn, but not forgotten. Look away.
Dave, shut up. Shut up, Dave. Do you think a repressed childhood makes for a better weirdo?
My father invented outlining, which didn't catch on 80 years ago and still hasn't caught on. We called it idea invention. And my father beat me and fucked me up the ass with my mother's cock.
That's lovely. That's lovely. Oh, Christ. Christ. Is that my cunt stinking or yours, Dave? Dave. Dave Weiner. I used to have a hairstyle like yours, but not on my head.
Oh, man. I gotta tell you, you got me on that one.
Dave. Are there any good McDonald's or White Castle Wi-Fi spots around the neighborhood here?
Oh, yeah, there's White Castle around the corner. I had 10 sliders and checked my Gmail once, so I gotta go back and eat 70 cheeseburgers. Oh, I think that blubber cunt's here. Hang on.
Oh, man.
This is still recording, by the way.
Yeah, no.
That's Copper and Menina in the background. Menina, you're so tough. Hi.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
Hi.
It's been crazy.
Look, congratulations.
She brought the whip.
How you doing?
Where's the nighty?
I think we have to finish.
Excellent. Excellent. It's still going.
Pizza. Mm-hmm.
We met.
Shut up.
Hi, baby.
And this is Pizza Babe.
Sure.
Okay, Pizza Babe.
Hi.
Yeah.
Say hi.
Go ahead.
It's a microphone.
What the fuck are we doing right now?
I'm going to whip your ass and shit, right?
Sweet.
Okay. Okay, get over there. Get over. Bend over, will you?
You're really
Can I bend up quick first?
In your coot? Yeah, yeah. Do whatever. You want to, what's your fetish? To be me? And get meat?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fucking hot.
Okay. Oh my God, I hope that's the cameraman. Wait, I don't have my outfit on. Oh, come on in. Pizza Girl's here, as you know. And so is Adams Curry.
Adams Curry.
Oh, I'm still on the show. We were doing Dave Weiner interview.
I'm sorry.
Can she beat you real quick? Can the Pizza Girl beat you real quick, though?
Oh, yeah.
Pizza Babe, will you beat the Adams Curry? Oh, yeah. Get the camera.
Get this or not.
Wait. Honey, the vlogger's much better.
Hold on. Wait till I got the camera.
The blogger?
Vlogger. He'll want it more now.
Let me just throw on my gown.
Don't hurt me. Just a second. Where's your wig? You lost your wig.
You want
me to hold that while you put on your dress?
Are you a lesbian? Shit.
I don't have to be a lesbian to be a wig. I'm a lesbian. Never.
Don't worry, I can wait.
Nothing but chick interviews this weekend.
Okay, let me. Chick interviews? Oh, you like my birds? You look like the bird lady on South Park. You look like the bus driver on South Park, I swear to God, doesn't she? Isn't that fucking great?
What the fuck is
it? You're the bird flu. Okay. Hello.
Wait,
you are the
fuck over.
Oh, this is awesome.
Okay, hold on, I'm getting ready.
Okay. Wait, let me get the handle close to his ass.
No, don't do this.
Don't be mean. She's like,
he just said, fuck me. Sweet.
Bad Adams Curry.
Take it like the bitch you are. Say you want.
Oh, I want more. Oh, yes. Oh, please.
Oh. Can I get a couple of...
Wait.
Can I just have a message?
Hold on.
I need to send a message.
Can we get your glasses on and do you whipping him?
Sure. The glasses?
Yeah, you gotta do the magic.
Glasses. Fucking glasses.
I can't believe you guys didn't get that. That was so fucking high.
Okay, glasses time. What am I meditating about? I forgot. There was something I was bitching about. You make me a goddamn... You think I'm a goddamn, what do we call it, trade show? I'm not a goddamn trade show whore. You fly fucking first class, first fucking class, and I gotta sit next to some fat dyke with farting peanuts all goddamn day. I hate you, hate you, hate you, hate you, hate you.
Can I just say one thing?
I don't know where that's been.
Wait, Madge,
it's
quick.
It's been in her flagina.
Spit.
Bend over.
Get it. Oh, I'm gonna do it. Double whack. Oh, fuck it. Suck it. Where's my dildo? Get my dildo. I'm gonna get my dildo.
Make us use this.
Oh, God, what's in there? Right, it's just sweet. Work that thing.
You like it.
Quite enjoyable, thank you.
Was that our crescendo?
That was pretty fucking nice.
Is the wedding still going on?
I can't use that.
Are we? Why not? You can really?
I'd help your dog, but I wish I
probably did.
What? Can you use it really?
Oh yeah, I can use it.
Okay, good.
Use a shot of you guys whipping me. That's funny, but over too well.
Oh yeah.
The spin ass thing. I thought that was pretty hot.
Yeah, that was.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
are a hot pitch.
I think if you mean more, just ask nicely. You don't have to ask so nicely. Whatever, I'll just give it to you.
Why don't you?
Chris McIntyre is
going to
tap
for
us.
I am a tap dancer. Do you tap
where?
Yeah,
he was tap whoring for some fucking rent money out front.
Those are not your shoes.
Show him
what you think. He's not my
shoes.
Your feet are not that small.
Watch this guy. He's a fucking genius. Watch this.
I need to go put on. Hold on a second. I'll be back.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm going to switch mics while I'm
talking about tap dancing. See?
You're talking about a lot of things.
I was talking about
you want to, like, yeah, no, in her mouth. I was thinking, why don't you whip the pizza babe and I'll stick this in her mouth and you can whip her, like, on your back.
Like a fucking pig again? You're so fucking get your ass kicked again. I'm so sick of this shit.
Go for it.
Go ahead, bend the fuck over.
No, I'm the top.
No, why don't you stick this in your
mouth? Okay, fine. Are you running?
Now bend the fuck over Adam.
Oh,
bend over Adam.
Oh, now. Oh, God. Ow! 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 It hurts! Fuck you, pal! Goddamn man! I'm not the pig, you are the pig! Fuck you!
Take it, babe.
I hate you! Please, mommy! What's the safe word? What's the safe word? What's the safe word?
They said to shut up! Cover it!
I got. You eat it! I got pepperoni.
Spanking's out here.
We can spank again there. You wanna?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That was the climax of the show. That was Saturday night here at Podcast Media Alley Expo, whatever the fuck it was called, Portable Media Expo. This is Madge Weinstein on the Sirius Channels 148. I'm going to be playing lots more on yeastradio.com. You can also see videos of these extravaganza. I even have video of Adams Curry getting whipped by the Blubbercon Pizza Girl. And you can all listen. Some of it'll be on Yeast Radio. Some of it'll be on Yeast Radio's website. You click on things. Can you tell I'm kind of out of it? I got bent over by that fucking Blubbercon combination of Miss Edie and Dawn from Dawn and Drew. And Christ, is my whorehole hurt. Oh, my God. And then we went to that fucking In-N-Out Burger. And we made such a scene. She stuck the dildos in my ass. That inside your mouth pod show guy, we stuck a dildo in his whorehole. We stuffed a hamburger in CeCe Chapman's whorehole while we fucked his face with a dildo. You wouldn't believe the shit that went down in here. Also, go to podshow.com and learn about the undition. How you, too, can quit your day job in order to lick Adams Curry's balls. Wouldn't that be fun and get pushed into a goddamn swimming pool by fat people? Anyway, I'm Madge Weinstein. I'm a bloated lesbian. This has been such a wonderful time for me, and I'd like to especially thank my lady-in-waiting, Nicole, who did a very great job, except for she refused to sleep with Adams Curry.
Make it snappy.
Oh, fuck you. It's been a blast, sweetie.
Thank you. That was snappy because I got to end at 24:30 because this is the Sirius. This is Sirius Channel 103. Listen to me. Howard Stern is bullshit. I'm doing it first. You got me. You got Madge here. Don't worry about that tired old man in his fucking divorced midlife crisis. You got Yeast Radio and you know, and fuck you all. I mean, just kidding. Bye.